he kicks it the other way, then Devin or the returner pick, he feels it because he has protection. Okay. I mean, we're making it look like we're going to run a return there. Really, there's not. It's really a low risk. You know, if we don't field it, then we just let the ball bounce. In fact, we tried to run the same play against Denver last year, and it didn't work out for us.
Why is that?
Because the guy that dropped back was Williams. If you go back and look at it, Williams dropped back, and we just didn't get there in time, and the ball hit the ground. And then the coach at the end of the game goes, wasn't that the Johnny Knox play? I said, yeah, it was.
On the reverse side of that, what do you tell your coverage guys?
The first thing they have to do, the first thing the Gunners have to do is as soon as they release, they have to find the football. I mean, that's all you have to do. Once the Gunners find the football, then, you know, the coverage. What happens is everybody, the guys that are covering, they see everybody running down. They say, all these guys can't be wrong.
Right.
So you see three or four guys running down there, and then everybody else starts running down there. But if the Gunners release and they find the football and they trace it and they go to the ball, then everybody. Yes, exactly.
Giving the route toward the ball.
Yeah, that like always though, you have to you know escape that guy first, and then as soon as you do, find the football, go to the football, and cover it. You got to find the ball.
That wasn't their only good special teams.
No.
This is as much. I know every week there's good special teams,
right.
And you always say the same thing. But what about this week, particularly after seeing what they did, both returning a kick and the fake punt?
They have the head coach is in their corner, obviously. He trusts those guys to execute plays and counts on them in crucial times of the game to make a big play. And that last week was no quit. You know, obviously he did that. So, the call that he made was a great call. I mean, obviously he had a good feel for what was going on in the game. And, the fake, they executed it perfectly. Coach Fossil does a good job with his group. He's got a bunch of young guys that fly around. And, they trust what he's put in, and they execute it.
I mean, to call that pass deep in their own territory.
Yeah, he must have had, Coach Fisher had a feel for how the game was going and what he needed to do to win the game. And that says a lot about him and his coaching ability.
When you're still itching to bust one, I mean, this time last year, It was a weekly occurrence. How close are you coming, or what's not happening on your return?
Yeah, we're just a kick return game. We'll be honest with you, we're a little bit disappointed right now. We've had some breakdowns. It's one guy here, one guy there. Whether it's the kick or whatever, we just haven't been able to pop one yet. It's a long season. We're just gonna keep plugging away, and eventually they'll start coming. Hopefully sooner than later.
Happy with the decisions your return guys are making, particularly your kickoff return guys?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, they're doing everything that we're coaching to do. We still want to be aggressive, coming out with the ball. That's not going to change. We just have to do a better job blocking. It's not the return. It's the blocking up front to give those guys a chance to get started.
How about the Anthony? A couple of balls he's let drop. He should at least bear caught. He's given up some
yards. We had one ball in the last game, the deep kick that he let go over his head, and it just bounced and died on the 10-yard. He should have fielded that one. We had a return on. We had everybody blocked. And, just like I said before, I mean, he's a rookie, and there's a learning curve that goes along with playing punt returner. And he probably should have fielded that one. He'll be the first one to tell you. But he also had a nice return, too, at the same time. So he's gonna continue to improve it week to week.
And in the battle of the place kickers, obviously Cairo's fulfilling your hopes, and they got a guy who, when they cross midfield, is a threat.
Yeah, he is. Zerline's got an unbelievable kick leg, so he can kick the long ones. Cairo, we're really happy with his game. He's to be able to make that kind of a kick and in front of 65,000 people when the game was on the line, when everybody's he's got to do it, and he did it. So I mean, that's going to help his confidence. It helps our confidence in him, the players' confidence in him. Going forward, so that's a plus.
So when the Chargers called the timeout, Dyson, you're standing there on the sidelines.
I wanted him to kick it. We got the snap and a hole, but he didn't kick it. So you want to kick that ball so you can get some information, even though they called the timeout. If the ball goes out right, you get information, feedback on the win, but he didn't kick it. And then he just stood there, and I was like, they're really freezing this guy, So he got froze, and he had the whole gamut on that deal, and he still made the kick, so we're proud of him.
And when you're standing there after the play stops and they can sit up again, were you standing there in total confidence?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, I mean, seeing him in practice, I mean, like I've said this before, I mean, when you see him in practice, you know, he's so consistent, you know, it's just a matter of just getting some kicks under his belt. And I think that's that game really helped him.
Someone told me he had one of the practices hit like three straight off one of the upper, the right upper. Is that not right?
I don't know. I mean, he's not 100% in practice, but I mean, practice is practice. And, you know, every once in a while, it's real windy out here. Sometimes you have days like that.
And one last thing for me, just kind of take Dustin for granted, don't you?
You know, he's quietly having a great season for us. You know, he's got great numbers, and he's, you know, we can just count on him. We don't think about him. You're right. And, you know, we're lucky to have him.
Good.
Thanks.
Thanks.